World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, there's the devil loose. There's the devil loose. I'm just telling you, there's the devil loose. By the way, hey, Spence, I just got a couple emails here from people saying when they log in, it says they need a code and they can't get in. What would that even mean? I mean, Betty's in here. Dale's in here. 56 others are. I don't know what to tell you. Keep trying. There is no code to get into Coach Dave Live.
I never get an email. I just go to CoachDaveLive.com and just go, click the queue.
Just go to Coach Dave Live and click on Join the Queue. I just did. Let's see what happened. Good morning. Hey, there's a devil loose. Look, I'm not here to pat myself on the back or give fair warning. I told you, we're dealing with a cornered animal. We really are. And a couple things I want us all to think about and consider. A lot of what we see going on right now. And I'm not making a value judgment or decision one way or another. My wife's yelling. I think she's praying over there. I just broke my train of thought. I'm sorry. There's a devil loose. In other words, here's where I was heading. It ultimately leads to eschatology. Okay. Now I'm a pretty smart guy. Try to be pretty smart, educated maybe not smart. I'm somewhat educated. And I can read the signs of the time. And Jesus said, beware, you know, signs of the time. We could go there. And it sure looks like there's a convolution, I don't even know if that's a word, of things happening in the Middle East that certainly would line up with what we have always been taught is Bible prophecy. I'm going to do a show all week. I've been trying to get a release to do the show on the different theologies, end time theology. I don't even know if you guys even know what they are. I could switch gear right now and do it, but I'm not going to. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. But see, there's a difference. Football coach here. Football coach. In the middle of a football game, before we get into the football game, I want you to know that we spend hours and hours and hours of studying other teams' game films. And we know what they do. We know what plays they run. We would have them down even into situations. First and 10, what they do when it's second and 8, what they do when it's second and 3, what their tendencies are. So that when we get into the middle of the football game, we look at a chart and says, you know, 67% of the time when it's third and 2, they run this play. We've charted it. And so, now, that doesn't mean they're going to run that play, but it sure looks like the signs of everything happened is going to run that play. And so what we have to be careful with, what I try to be careful with is, I call it living out pre-written history. Jesus told us no one knows the day or the hour. Nobody does. Not even the angels. They don't know the days and the hour. So we have to be very, very careful that we don't misread the signs. Now, the signs are there, but does that sign mean this? That's what eschatology is all about. I need to do a thing on eschatology. When I was a Catholic, I think I still am. I don't think they threw me out. When I was a Catholic, and all the time I spent in the Catholic Church, I didn't know, and I never heard the word or any end time teaching. The word eschatology, didn't even know what it meant. Didn't even. You go ask a You go ask a Catholic what their end time eschatology is, and most of them will look at you like a dog. Because Catholic Church doesn't teach eschatology. Eschatology seems to be not an invention. I'm not making fun of anybody and what they believe, but don't. Hey, quit sucking on your thumb. There's so many different views of what these end times are going to look like and how these end times are going to play out. And nobody knows. Nobody knows. And the worst thing we can do is assume we do. I'm telling you. I can tell you this. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. We look at rumblings going on in the Middle East, talking now about Iran setting off a nuclear bomb, the Chinese, something's going on. Something's going on. So I would tell you this, be on your toes. Hey, look, let me switch gears. I want to get that off on me a little bit. This weekend, excuse me, it's wearing me down, I'll just be honest with you. Thank God Steve Deck showed up. He's worked like a trooper the last couple of days, and George has shown up, and he's worked like a trooper and blew a tire again on the freaking mower. I got to get that taken care of today. I think I'm still married. Last I checked, she's still serving like she always does. It's been kind of stressful, to be honest with you. It's been kind of stressful. But it's going to be a great weekend, and we want you to come. We want you to come. We want you to come. And if you can't come, it would be nice of you if you'd put $10 into the till for us and help us with a lot of the expenses that we have, including a brand new tire now on the mower. Anyway, so I want to, a lot of great stuff going on here, folks. I made myself some notes here. Is Dr. Paul in here? Friends, there are victories happening everywhere.
I am here, Coach.
Dr. Paul, I don't want to step on your, I don't want to say anything wrong, but you were supposed to go to trial today. You were supposed to be in trial today, right, Paul?
We were supposed to be in a hearing yesterday.
Yesterday, I'm sorry, did go. So tell Paul, what the heck's going on here?
My lawyer said that the ADA said that she thought it was just a rumor that about my case. They didn't even know about my case. I really don't know what's going on, but it seems
there was no trial yesterday. They told me no trial.
No, they're trying. I think they're just trying to keep it in the small town so nobody will find out what happened. Yeah, the ADA actually said he thought it was just rumors. Heard rumors of something that happened last year.
This is the court.
Yeah, and it's the guy that was supposed to recuse himself. After he let me sit there for 85 minutes dying. Hey, friends,
listen to this real good, okay? Here's how convoluted the system is in this little small town. Paul, tell us the inside of what's going on. The guy who's supposed to save you at the event, that he shows up as a first responder. Go ahead, tell us that.
Yeah, he was an EMT. I later found out that he was not only the EMT, but he was also the judge in this town. And for 85 minutes, while I'm dying, basically, because I'm in shock, they don't call the helicopter. They just sit there and watch me die.
The EMT guy, who's the judge. Is that right?
Yeah.
He's the judge.
And he didn't recuse himself. Found out yesterday he's still on the case. I can't make this up, guys. Anyway, I didn't go up there. I got sent back home, and I'm at the Yates' house now. We're just, thankful I'm not back in jail.
Something's happening here. Folks, I'm going to tell you this. When the video is seen of what they did to this man, it is unbelievable. So, Paul, this case that you were supposed to go to yesterday, all of a sudden they say, no trial. Wait a minute. We're going to do it in what, October? We'll try in October. Is that what they told you, Paul?
I think mid-August. August 14th is the next hearing. It's going to be at a totally different court. I fired my old lawyer. I'm going to try to get my money back. He did hang me.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey. So, look at this, huh? I'm telling you, friends, In all the chaos, everything that's going on, all the disinformation, everything that's going on, there are little lights that continue to pop up. Stuart Rhodes, under the unction of the Holy Spirit, we had Stuart Rhodes on here. You know, he's popping up everywhere. Everybody's interviewing Stuart Rhodes now. Have you guys followed that?
No.
And Stuart Rhodes is getting to tell everybody exactly what it was that they did to him in that courtroom. What happened? We're talking about a Harvard, it's a Dartmouth. Dartmouth-trained attorney. First, I mean, unbelievable what they did to him. And he can come in and say, your mic's open, Paul. So some people are picking up the Stuart Rhodes story. Now, are you ready for this one? Huh? Pull up Joe Rogan. What did Joe Rogan talk about yesterday? Hey, look, friends, I'm telling you, you guys are fire starters. You're fire starters. Spencer, pull that up for me. It says Joe Rogan. You have an idea how big Joe Rogan would be? Watch this. Yesterday, 2 days ago, Joe Rogan.
There's actually a lawsuit today that's first jury trial in the country over these hospital protocols where they had a young woman with Down syndrome. They basically euthanized her. They gave her a DNR order, even though she didn't have one. And the father has just been wonderful. It's a Shara family.
Why did they do that? They euthanized her for what?
I've seen this. I have reviewed records from these hospital patients, and they'll euthanize them. They need the bed. They say, well, they're going to die anyway.
What was this person in the hospital for?
COVID protocol.
So they were in the hospital with COVID and they gave them something to kill them?
Yeah. That happened all. I'm sorry, but that happened. They give them morphine and insulin.
That's common?
Yeah. Yeah. I've reviewed charts in this situation. They gave her a DNR, which is do not resuscitate. Meaning if they look like they're dying, you don't do anything, which that was not the case. So they're suing for battery, which is one way of getting around the PREP Act, because the PREP Act is very hard to penetrate. The PREP Act protects everybody, all the doctors, all the hospitals from any wrongdoing during COVID. So it's been this big challenge trying to get around the PREP Act. In this case, has hope of getting around the PREP Act because they're charging for battery and they're in trial. It started today. It's in Wisconsin. So that gives me hope.
There you are. Scott Shara makes Joe Rogan.
Boom.
Now, I'm going to say this to you again. Some of you still don't get this, right? Our media people are picked. You do know that, right? They put Joe Rogan on. Somebody put Joe Rogan on. Joe Rogan was not a believer. Now, he's pretty open that he came to Christ. Joe Rogan came to Christ. And now all of a sudden that he's come to Christ, he's seeing things a lot differently. He went from thinking Christians and Christianity were nuts to, got a little bit of that Holy Spirit inside of him, and he's beginning to see things differently. Now, the question we ought to ask ourselves, how long are they going to let Joe Rogan do it? Because the kings of the earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together to decide who the media stars are going to be. Tell me you know that, right? Tell me you know that. And you see it happening with Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell switching teams, right? She's switching teams. They're trying to bury Rosie O'Donnell. Folks, there's stuff going on. See, there's a confluence of events that is happening right now from a spiritual perspective. And Ronald Reagan, as we showed you the other day, Ronald Reagan said, 1,000 years of darkness if America goes under. Now, if we don't understand, it's not the Russians against America or the Chinese against America or the Hezbollah against. No. It's Lucifer. It's Lucifer. It's Lucifer who's behind all this. Did I get the right person? It's Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, it's Rosie. Isn't it Rosie? Switch team? I think so. So anyway, until again, we come to the real. I'm sorry for the same thing over and over and over. Huh? Until we come to the realization that we're fighting a spiritual war. A spiritual war. Lying, thieving, conniving, liars. Roseanne Barr, thank you. Dominic. Roseanne Barr, Roseanne Barr switched teams. That's why you're not going to hear anything from her anymore. She switched teams. And all these people, listen, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine the vain things? The kings of this earth set their people. Huh? Yeah. ABC, CBS, NBC, they set their people. They have those news readers put in positions to control you. What you think, what you believe, to tell the story they want you to tell, to make sure that you know that in Los Angeles, California, those are just peaceful Mexicans that have come across the border. All that burning and all that, see, don't believe your eyes. That isn't really going on. That isn't really going on. And Donald Trump, they're screaming and hollering at Trump because Trump knows damn well it's going on, and he's bringing a hammer down. And isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that even the Republicans are afraid to do what they know has to be done? They're afraid to do it. Afraid to do it. Let me show you some nonsense here. Pull up number five. Pull up number five real quick. I want y'all to get in here. I'm going to open it up here. Folks, Nicole Wallace. Now, ask yourself this question. Who picked Nicole Wallace to be a newsreader? What are her qualifications to be a newsreader? Don't you have to pick? Who picked Rachel Maddow to be a newsreader? Who picked, whoever you're watching on TV, who picked those people? There's somebody somewhere who's an executive that says, we want her. And then once they give you Nicole Wallace, then they tell Nicole Wallace, you want to keep your job? And talk about this and this and this and this. And we will, through our planted agents, kings of this earth set themselves, rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. As long as you play our ball game, you'll keep your job. I want you to watch this. This is Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. And watch her lie. Now, do they know she's lying? Well, yeah, they don't care because their agenda is a lie. Time out. Are you looking at me? We are not a democracy. Why do you think they keep saying that? Ruin our democracy. We're going to lose our democracy. Why do they not know better? Well, of course they know better. They're trying to condition you. We're a democratic republic or a constitutional republic. We are a form of a democracy, but we are not a democracy. See, most people think democracy is majority rule. 51, 49, we win. That's not true. And you understand, that's why they're trying to flood America with illegal immigrants, because they get enough illegal immigrants in here. Lie and cheat and connive and steal. The Luciferians will soon outnumber and vote out God-fearing American. Oh, come on, man. Tell me you get it, right? So listen to this. This woman, paid liar. Watch this. Go ahead.
I have very mixed feelings about showing this to both of you. It is news. But it is news from the Trump administration. It's a post from the Department of Homeland Security that they put on X, advertising a tip line with a poster that reads, quote, help your country and yourself, report all foreign invaders. This is your taxpayer dollars, regardless of who you voted for, if you pay taxes.
Hang on. Isn't it amazing that all of a sudden the left is now worrying about our taxpayer dollars? They don't mind using your taxpayer dollars to promote their agenda. Now, stop it. I don't trust Trump. Not going to go there again today. Trust but verify. But understand, they're losing control. Go ahead.
taxes are paying for this ad being disseminated on Elon Musk's platform X that says, quote, help your country and yourself, report all foreign invaders.
Are they invaders? Are they foreign invaders? Yes. Is there something wrong with Elon Musk saying, report all foreign invaders? Something wrong with that? Go ahead.
Vladimir Putin write that?
He might very well have. I'll tell you one foreign invader we could deal with is...
Hang on. So they go out and find this yokel, former something. Well, buddy, he's going to tell you what the government said. He's going to tell you, because he'd been in government. So he's going to tell you what the government should be doing, right? You notice they don't have Rand Paul on there, or Thomas Massey. They bring this old, worn out piece of whatever. Go ahead.
Elon Musk. But having said that, I mean, it's just absurd that we would, that Americans and our strength in our democracy is our ability to take so many different cultures and so many different religions and make something great. And that's what we've done throughout our entire.
He's a former brigadier general. He'd been controlling the military. You understand what he just said to you is a lie? You understand? Diversity is not our strength, friends. Where two walk together lest they agree. Where two or more are gathered in believing the same thing. That's our strength. Not diversity. Not diversity. See, they didn't put him on by accident. They selected this guy, who, by the way, was a former brigadier general telling us that diversity is our military's greatest strength. He knows better than that. He knows better than that. Now, I like a diverse attack. I like to be able to run the fullback and the tailback, pitch it wide to the tailback, dump pass to the tight end, slant pass to the wide receiver, little counter, little river. I love a diverse offense. But it's not the greatest strength. That's not the greatest strength. The greatest strength is the entire team trying to score a touchdown. That's the strength, not the diversity. The diversity is a technique. Black, white, yellow, red, all pushing to the advance the kingdom of God. That would be good. Keep going, this idiot.
Yeah, diversity has been our strength. And when you look at that, it taps into the isolationist impulses of a lot of people, the inner racism and hatreds that a lot of people have, unfortunately.
He's telling you what those of us on the other side, what we are, racist, bigots, huh? Now, they're all good. They're all diverse, and they're all on the same page as all of us over all those other people out there. They hate diversity. They hate, yeah, we love America. We want law and order. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we like, and we're diverse. We want that for everybody. Yeah, we do. And we're so diverse that we would like our government to come in and get rid of the people who don't agree with us. Get them the hell out of here, right? Is he telling you that? No. Because this is the propaganda arm of Lucifer. Go ahead and finish it.
People have not had the courage to speak up and to stand up for democracy and the American way of life. And unfortunately, the Republican Congress might be the greatest offender in this regard. No one in the Senate or the Congress is standing up against our dear leader when he tries to tap into these isolationist impulses and use our military to further his political means.
Is this
retired U.S.
Hey, friends, this is treason. That guy is treasonous. Now, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. That's not what we're talking about. I'm telling you, diversity is our greatest strength. Huh? Come on, man. Unity is our greatest strength. Not uniformity, not everybody doing the same thing, but everybody pushing towards the same goal. So what would be the goal of that guy right there? A diverse population. Well, what if they don't speak the same language? What if they don't hold the same values? Oh, it doesn't matter. Diversity is our greatest strength. What baloney? What baloney? Hang on, Van, we'll get you. I got to show you this, though. Because look, pull up 1A. I want to encourage you guys. This is why I'm excited this weekend. Well, one of the reasons I'm excited Friends, we're winning. That's not the one I wanted up there. Pull up number two. I'm going to get to that in a second. Number two. I'm telling you, my computer is driving me crazy. Do you know that? Well, okay. Let me back up here a second. Where is it, JR? Where is it? Maybe it's in the other one. Somebody else. Oh, somebody else is introduced. There it is. I make all these notes to myself, then they don't work. Apologize. JR says it's never too late to proclaim the truth. Okay, good. I sent you the one with JR Harrison. You got that one, Spence? Proclamation. Barnegat, New Jersey. Little town in New Jersey. Natural Family Month. What? Yeah.
Where?
Another little town in New Jersey. Go ahead, JR.
Where? New Jersey? Are you Barnegat? Serious? New Jersey?
New Jersey. Yes. Yes. I don't know, Spencer, can you get it up? Did you not get that, Spence? I sent it to you. Okay. New Jersey. A city council in Barnegat. Where are you, Norm? Where the hell is Barnegat, New Jersey? They just passed Natural Family Month. They just passed Natural Family Month. Huh?
Yay.
A liberal state. Natural Family Month. Barnegat, New Jersey. Spencer's working. I don't know why this is so hard to get it up. I just clicked it and mine popped right up. Barnegat is an island town on Long Beach Island. Thank you. There it is. Office of the Mayor recognizing the Natural Family. Barnegat, New Jersey. See, we're winning. That's why they are so desperate. Got me? Now, hang on. Hang on. JR, did you have anything to do with this, or did they just do it on their own?
Yes, I had something to do with it. I've been working with him for 2 or 3 years, Coach.
And they stepped to the plate and did it.
Yep, yep. And it's a tool he didn't have before. And when I he had an opportunity to use it, and boom, he did use it. Because he's getting pressure. He's getting pressure from the LGBTQ crowd.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about this. Yeah, let's do this instead.
Wow. Okay, I'm trying now. I apologize. I got good stuff here and I can't find it. Where is, okay, I got it. 1A. So here is why we lose. Where's Mike Heath when I need him? Tony Perkins, Family Research Council. They decide they're going to promote Fidelity Month. Did you see that, JR? Yeah, they're going to do Fidelity Month. Hey, folks, I'm telling you, this is intentional sabotage into our team. And I believe you're going to think I'm crazy. I think Focus on the Family. I think Family Research Council. I don't have any evidence on this. I think they have been controlled opposition. Controlled opposition. So all of a sudden we get different counties, cities celebrating Natural Family Month. And look what they come out with. I'll be darned. The month in question calls for renewed faithfulness in a few key areas, namely recommitment to God, our spouses and families, our communities and our country. And they're going to come up with God designed fidelity. That'll be good. They'll push that. That'll be all. What's your thought on that, JR? Not Natural Family Month, Fidelity Month. Scroll down a little bit, Spence. Huh? What's Perkins say? What's Tony Perkins say? Oh, my goodness. Huh? Dr. George Princeton professor who's helping you lead. A Princeton University professor is helping lead Fidelity Month. Oh, my goodness. He says he has support from 100 to hundreds of thousands since the movement began in 2023. And Josh Hawley, former House and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, why they're behind it. And the answer to that crisis is not to redesign humanity. It's to return to fidelity to God's design. Perkins made the case for fidelity to God's design, particularly when it comes to acknowledging God as creator and the author of life as well as his design for marriage and the family. Before there was a church, before there was a nation, there was family, he said. JR, he's taken your month and he's hoisted his leg on it. In addition, Perkins calls fidelity to religious freedom. From the beginning, God created us with moral agency, he said. Adam and Eve weren't robots. They were free to obey and disobey. That freedom is essential to our faith because coerced worship is no worship at all. So we're going to get, not natural family. We're going to get, we'll get them. We'll get them here. See what's going on? And what does the Bible say? Evil men have crept in unaware. They changed the truth of God into a lie and worship to serve the creature more than the creator. I'm going to tell you something. Some of our greatest religious organizations have been infiltrated. I don't know if the Family Research Council is. How could you be so stupid to take something that's gaining traction and distract you? And does that happen by accident?
Well, Coach, let me cut you off real quick and just give you a little pointer on Tony Perkins and bring back your memory. He was with the sheriff in East Baton Rouge that arrested Pastor Tony Spell when he wouldn't close the church. Tony Perkins was right there and was rebuking, right, Tony Spell for not closing his church. That should tell you everything.
What we're talking about here, the Family Research Council, head by Tony. I lose my mind. I get this stuff just ticks me off so much. Headed by Tony Perkins, led the charge to arrest the pastor who refused to close down his church. Tony Perkins showed up to do the government's bidding. Think it's just coincidence? What do you think, Vinny?
There's no such thing as coincidences. I wanted to speak on right before you switched videos. You had when you had the Nicole Wallace video. I called him Nick. Well, there's a woman there, Mara Gay. I don't think people remember who Mara Gay is. Mara Gay is the person who famously stated when Bloomberg was running that he could have given everyone $1 million instead of doing his advertising. And she got the math completely wrong. And they still show her on TV. What the heck is this?
Because she's one of the chosen. The kings of this earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Oh, I got someplace else I'm going to go. Patriot, come on in here.
All right, Coach, I just want to go back with diversity thing for a second, because this is actually a pretty good point. You're a big fan of English, and words have meanings. So you look at diversity, go back to the old English, it's rooted in the word divert. This is where we get the word diversion. Divergence. Isn't that interesting? So diversion, I mean, you know what that means, you know? So yeah, our strength is in diversion. No, our strength is in unity.
Right. And they've got us all saying it, right? And they put into policy diversity, equity, and inclusion. In other words, all opinions are equal, unless it's a Christian opinion. And then you're not allowed to have a Christian opinion, because a Christian opinion would say not all things are equal. And so they have to pump into our brains, into the brains of our children, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, hang on. This is why I've got a throat lozenge. Bear with me a second. That's where I watch the game that's being played. I think Trump's on our team. I think. Isn't he trying to do away with diversity, equity, and inclusion? Isn't he trying to do away with Harvard University, Princeton University, getting federal dollars to teach communism to kids Isn't he trying to get away from that? So, he's got a lot of things he's doing that I don't, you know, I just scratch my head over, I'll be honest with you. But he's got a lot of bell ringers. He's got a lot of pretty good bell ringing stuff going on, I think. Huh? I think so. I think so. Pull up for me number 7. Because we don't want to get into this. I know Jed will get into it too here in a second. Huh? Secret societies, we don't believe it. Huh? I don't know if you know that. I can never remember this guy's name. This is an old video. Secret societies. Hey. The kings of this earth. Who are they? You can call us all conspiracy theorists. Who are, folks, that's right out of the Bible. The kings of the earth set themselves. And I go back to who put Nicole Wallace on the news? Who put Rachel Maddow on the news? Who put Dan Brokenjaw on the news? Who puts CNN's reporters on the news? Who? Kings of the earth set themselves. Rupert Murdoch, owner of Fox News. He'd probably like to file Sean Hannity, but Sean's gone kind of soft, right? Fox News used to be the good opposition. You guys think Fox News is still the good opposition? Huh? Think so? Why? Why? Why the kings of this earth have set themselves and the rulers are taking counsel together against all things Christian. Against all things Christian. Go ahead and play.
Absolutely incredible that the American people don't understand that groups of men don't get together and meet in secret and take blood oaths, which say that they can be cut open and their heart ripped out of their body and their intestines scattered over the floor if they talk about the secrets. That's not a benevolent fraternity. That's a dangerous group of men. Grown men don't play games like that. They're serious. These men who are bringing about the New World Order don't believe in the God of the Bible. They believe in the God of light, Lucifer, the angel of light, who was flung down to the earth and became the Lord of the world. That's their God. You see, it's been infiltrated. And from within, they are eating at the heart of this nation like a cancer, this secret society. They are destroying it. They are subverting it. Our Constitution has not been allowed to work since 1945 and maybe even earlier. And they have been working behind the scenes to bring about a one-world totalitarian socialist government with the Communist Manifesto as its platform through the United Nations, which was created by this nation from an older organization called the League of Nations, which was the original foundation. And at the highest levels of our government, the Constitution's already been scrapped, and they are working under the aegis of the UN Participation Act and the United Nations Charter. It's just absolutely incredible that the American people don't understand that groups of men don't get together and meet in secret.
Those then become conspiracy theories. And by the way, who hires the people that are giving you the news? Who hires those? Kings of this earth. They set themselves. Hmm? Oh yeah. Go to number 6. I want all of you coming. I've been talking for 38 minutes. I'm wound up. I got a lot to do this weekend. Did I show this the other day? Because somebody said, "Oh, that's not true. That's not true." So I'm going to show it again. Go ahead.
Hang on.
Why are the politicians fighting so hard to protect USAID? You might know why that would be. Why would that be? Both sides.
Because they're both feeding off of it.
Oh, kings of this earth set themselves? Don't miss that. They take care of themselves first. The kings of this earth take care of themselves, and then they take counsel together. And that's why the politicians are going in as elected officials, staying 20 years and coming out multimillionaires. How does that work, friends? Go ahead.
Guys, As history repeats itself, we obviously know that any of these rioters, these protesters, never comes out organically, okay? It is always paid protesters and rioters, and we were absolutely right once again. 2 days ago, I went looking for Craigslist ad. I could not find it because usually they put it under peaceful protest. Well, this time they had it under disguise as general labor. They were looking for construction guys to build a building, apparently, but Right Angle News was able to find it, and this is what the ad says. Let's get into it. The ad is, again, disguised under general labor. They are looking for the toughest badass in Los Angeles County. They are seeking extremely tough, brave men for new crew in building. Compensation starts at $6,500 to $12,500 per week. We are forming a select team of the toughest dudes in the area. The unit will be activated only when the situation demands it, but you get paid every week no matter what. High pressure, high risk, no room for hesitation. What's even more wild is that Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, went on CNN to say this.
Last night, I will tell you that it is peaceful now, but we do not know where and when the next raids will be. That is the concern, because people in this city have a rapid response network. If they see ICE, they go out and they protest.
So Mayor Karen Bass is essentially confirming that there is a rapid response team, and this is it. Let's continue with the ad. The ad continues to say we need individuals who do not break, panic, or fold under stress and are basically all-around kick-ass. Dude, physical strength, speed, conditioning is important, but mental toughness is everything. If you're not the biggest guy in the room, but you're the one people follow when things go bad, that's who we're looking for. We are recruiting those who are already hard, badasses, and ready for confrontation when necessary. However, we can train you if necessary. What we are looking for, mental toughness. You keep a level head under pressure. You don't panic. Bravery. You face danger head on. You don't hesitate. Now, this is just not happening in the state of California. It is actually happening in Texas, too. Here is another app. So here is the ad that is in Craigslist for city of Austin, Texas. Now, we know that there is another protesting happening in Tampa, Florida. So if you guys should go and find one, post it up, let DOJ know, tag the appropriate people, because we know that every single of these protesters are being paid.
Pardon me a second here. Who was the original community organizer? Does anybody remember who that might have been? The original community organizer who
was Obama.
Obama. In 1980. Oh, all roads lead to Obama. Okay, I've done a lot of yakking. Huh? Yeah, Peter, paid with your tax dollars. Okay, now look. It's going down this weekend. And I'm going to tell all of you the best that I can as a guy who's, I've been to the gay pride parades. I've been doing all that. I've been doing all that stuff for 25 years. Let me tell you something. Stay away. Stay away from these protests. They're going to set you up. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go. Now, I'm not saying not to be out in the streets. But if you think that you're going to go oppose this $16,000 a week mob, it's going to be happening, man. We showed you that. Okay, I'm rambling. People say, we need to get out there and oppose them. Oh, gee. Did you guys, anybody ever heard of anything J6? Anybody ever hear anything about when people showed up to try to oppose the stealing of our government? Anybody know? Anything happen to anybody when they did that? I'm not telling you to hide. I'm asking this. Where is our team? They're hiding. All right, come on in. Somebody come on in here and talk to me.
Well, see, once again, Coach, they'll spare no expense to keep you in servitude. That's what people don't understand.
That's right. They'll do everything they can to stop JR.
Yep.
Stop Scott Schara.
Boom.
To stop Stuart Rhodes.
Boom.
To stop. Oh, no, no. It doesn't matter. All you folks, you better understand me. Our own teams have been infiltrated.
Boom.
And sometimes our greatest opposition comes from those who are on the Lord's team, supposedly. You know I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
We don't do that here. We don't mix religion and politics.
Yeah, no, Coach. It's all about mockery. It's mockery. It's aggressive mimicry. They use our terms. They have to use our terms because they're the only terms that work. But they have nothing behind them. You have to press them. If you press them, you win.
Pull this up for me. Hang on, Dave. I'm going to get you right in it, Spencer. It says max split. Max split. Huh? Nazarene denomination. Oh, my goodness. The very word denominate means divide. Nazarene division sues breakaway congregation. So there's a Nazarene denomination. No, congregation. Well, play it. Listen, go ahead and play it. That guy's talking to us. Huh? Folks, you think religion isn't controlled opposition? Go ahead.
The breakup between Oklahoma City's First Church of the Nazarene and its affiliation with the Nazarene Church.
And now the congregation calling itself simply Oklahoma City First is fighting to keep its home. News 4's Dylan Brown joins us now with details. What's up here, Dylan?
There's a lot, Heather and Kevin. Well, and some have said it's a David and Goliath type of story. OKC First say they spiritually separated from the Church of the Nazarene. This happened after what board members say was pressure from district leadership to be less welcoming to their LGBTQ+ members.
People just have a sense of home in that building, and we would not like to lose that.
Oklahoma City First Church of the Nazarene. Decades ago, this church moved into its home here along Northwest Expressway. They now call themselves OKC First after a breakup with the Church of the Nazarene. The Oklahoman First reporting, 98% of the members voted to spiritually disaffiliate from the denomination after getting pressured to be less welcoming of the LGBTQ+ community. Here's a letter from their Reverend John Middendorf that states, quote, "The Church of the Nazarene's opposition to our position has made it abundantly clear that we must part ways." Eric Jurgensen is on the board at OKC First. He says it wasn't an easy decision.
We were not willing to sacrifice any part of our community to retain a relationship with the denomination.
The Oklahoma District Church of the Nazarene suing the breakaway congregation now. In the lawsuit, the district claims they should get possession of the church's building and property. It's a 196-page lawsuit that includes the Nazarene manual, saying that in it, it states the district gets ownership of all church properties in the event of disaffiliation. However, OKC First Church filed the deed to the property, arguing in court the deed makes no mention of or reference to any entity other than OKC First. Jurgensen says the loss of the physical building would be hard.
We have connections to that neighborhood.
But the loss of his community would be harder.
We have relationships with those people. We have relationships with children in our community who come to our after-school program. Those things would be really hard to keep if we weren't in that building.
So we reached out to the Church of the Nazarene.
Okay, so, here it is again. Here it is again. Christianity is about relationships. It's not about truth, not about justice, not about the American way. It's about relationships. We have a lot of relationships with sinners. We have a lot of sinners in our church, and we have good relationships with them. Go on in, Dale.
Well, Coach, that right there says a lot, you know, that church was infiltrated by the homosexuals, and it should have been exactly what it is. But so here's the thing. You said, where is our team hiding? I'll bring you back that little testimony I gave you a couple days ago. My wife at work got a homosexual lady that's working with her, got two children, been praying for her, and now all of a sudden you had all these liberals in the workroom. Once they walked out, that homosexual looked at my wife and said, "It's easier for me to come out as a homosexual than it is a closet Trump supporter."
Oh, that says
right, Coach. That no, the insight to that is that it is
It's hard. And people, look, man, they don't want to come out and say, that's what happened with this last election. A lot of people were quiet. They're afraid to say anything because these people are unruly. They'll come and smash your home, smash your cars, key your cards. And most people that are supporting the Trump agenda, hey, we're just workers. We go to work. We obey laws. We're good American citizens. And that's what they're doing, Coach. They're here. Look, they're here. And what Trump is doing, he is an awakening, a David over a Goliath.
That's right. At the end of the day, this ain't going to be about Trump, baby. I'm going to tell you something. The church's going to rise. Church has to rise. It has to rise. Thanks, Dale. Judah, come on in. Dude, I lost you. Click back in.
Can you hear me?
There you are. Yeah, go, buddy.
So this is fascinating. On the eve of Friday, the 13th, if you think about this, these guys have planned, they're telling us in our face on the 14th, they have planned terrorism. They've organized a website.
Yep.
They have lit cars on fire. They have blocked people from going to work. They have done beyond that, which I won't talk about. And when you understand the Constitution and you understand the powers, not only the president, but the president becomes called the commander in chief.
Of our democracy? You mean of our democracy? Go ahead.
Of our republic. Benny Johnson, if you guys know who Benny Johnson is, he's been around the country interviewing the Trumps, General Flynn, some of the other generals. Do you think it's an accident this week that he's been at Fort Bragg in the Special Operations Unit has hosted him? Does anybody have any idea what type of smackdown is coming? Does anybody have any idea? He just posted a picture of him in front of the Special Operations sign. There is going to be a resistance.
Excuse me.
So strong that has to, if anything's going to happen, an offensive move has to happen.
Judd, I had some information, several things of information today that I'm not sharing because I can't validate it. But you folks, you have to understand that the God haters, the Luciferians, the kings of this earth, they're declaring war. And they want it to be a kinetic, meaning actual guns, tanks, fight, war. That's what they want. Because why? Last best hope, Ronald Reagan said. America goes under, communism rules the world. Now, many in the church will say, Coach, Jesus is coming. That's why he's coming. Because communism is going to rule the world. All right, I get it. What's our response supposed to be? I'm sorry to hack in your ear. Mark Trump, go on in, Mark.
Yeah, I think that just like J6, why ever we were there and whoever invited us, whatever purpose people went, another group or maybe the same group that invited us knew. But bottom line is they incited violence. They incited violence on that day. That was a test to see if they could. Now, they can take angry people like the liberals that are Black Lives Matter and all that and make them angry to do all this catching stuff on fire, but not us. But not us, right? So they had to incite us at J6 into doing those things. So that is the plan for these people. They're waiting. They're going to incite, and they're going to get paid for doing it.
Yep.
All right. So it's a different. Because why can they do that, Coach, and follow that through? It's because they're protected by the friggin' courts.
That's right.
You know, there's nothing that they can have to worry about. They've got their masks on. Their reputations aren't lost. Plus, they're living off of friggin' social welfare anyway.
Right.
We are in some times, Coach, and I just wonder how far reaching it is into the outlying areas, the small cities. And I know someone that would go and participate locally. You know, I know people who would do that. It just angers me that there's people like that amongst us, Coach.
Right. So again, folks, do you guys understand that the homosexual mafia, call them whatever you want to, whoever's behind them, that their view of liberty has overtaken the church. Hey, when's the last time you heard a strong, hard sermon against the dangers and effects of sodomy?
Boom.
They would tell you if you did that in your church that you're not loving and you're hateful and you're bigoted simply for calling out a government-endorsed sin. Government endorsed sin. Dale.
Coach, hallelujah. Not me, though. And you know what, Coach? That's exactly what they used. They used our crowd on January 6th against us. Another one.
That's the psyop. Look, these people aren't stupid. They literally knew that the million people were coming.
Amen.
So we just need a handful to stir this, right? Because emotions don't deceive you. And that's what they used. And that's your good word right there. Don't participate. Don't go. Don't get involved with this weekend on that nonsense right there. Because they will use you to increase their numbers.
Dale, the mainstream media became their advertising arm. The mainstream media formed the narrative at J6. Do you understand it? And do you understand they're going to do that again here? And if you show up and a fight breaks out, it's going to be your fault. they were just there fighting for their rights, and you're trying to take their rights away from folks. The psyop from the devil is unbelievable. Vinny.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Yes, because the media, they're the propaganda arm in the communication system of the homosexual banking mafia. And that's how they get their directions. I mean, just like Laura Ann said earlier, it's clear that Karen Bass was announcing the rapid response team as Antifa. That's what they
are. That's right. She's a full communist, right? We know she's a communist. Why do they want California so bad? California's connected to Mexico. Bring all those Mexicans in here, get them to vote, and the next thing you know, we ain't even America anymore. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, so you don't think we should go to some of these events and just film them? We got to video this stuff. We got to be able to document it. That's my thought process.
But, yeah, I ain't going. You go if you want to. You go if you want to. I've been in enough of these things, and I'm going to tell you something. This battle isn't going to be won in the streets. And you go to the streets, and no matter what happens, they will paint you as the fool. And then all your Christian friends will go run and hide because they don't want to be made fun of like you, Jack. That's my take. Alan, come on in.
Coach, is totally supernatural. You look at all the gamut of all these different groups. They are all driven by the spirit of Antichrist. Every one of them.
They are, brother. Every one of them. Every one of them. Manifesting in a lot of different ways. And while we sat around, we let the kings of this earth set themselves and take control of America. There aren't 50 real Christian men in Washington, D.C., positions of authority. And can somebody tell me the last great initiative, Focus on the Family, Family Research Council, American Family, the last great event they did to move the ball forward? Can anybody name one? Name one. No. Who does it? JR. Let me go back here real quick. Let me go back here. Who does it? I put some names up here. Stuart Rhodes, Scott Shara, J.R. Harrison. Those are the guys. Those are the guys that are moving the ball. Mel, Liberty Mel moving the ball. Randy moving the ball. Craig moving the ball. It ain't, folks, it ain't the professional Christians. The professional Christians got their thumbs up there, whatever. That's the way that I see it, and it's going to remain that way, and it's coming to a head tomorrow. We're going to see things on Saturday, June 14th, like we ain't never seen. Hey, you want to come a little bit early this weekend on Friday? Get here early. We're going to start about 5 o'clock. Eat before you get here. We'll jump into it on Friday night at 5 o'clock. We'll have a great weekend. You're going to love it. See you. Is it tomorrow? Yeah, see you tomorrow.